This is Vectis Radio, it's FM 104.6. We've got Chef Beth in. Why didn't I see that coming? You've never been. We know you're doing the chef stuff, but we didn't put Chef Beth together name wise until you arrived this morning. I don't know whose idea it was, but that's what you're going to be known as from now on, Chef Beth.
Okay.
Is that okay? You okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
You're all right with that, Chef?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you cooking this week?
Pineapple and pork skewers.
Okay, so pineapple and pork skewers, but you said there's a lot of ingredients with it.
Yeah.
So how are you making this in? You mixing up some sauce and stuff, some spices?
Yep. So you've got your peppers, you've got your vegetables, because you can't just have, like, pineapple and pork. Well, you can, but some people like to choose spring onions and peppers and all sorts of things with them. So
okay.
Coriander and things.
All right. Sounds all right, though.
Yeah.
Getting hungry now, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you actually eat it yourself as well?
Yes.
Do you like both?
My stepdad wouldn't eat it, though, because he's allergic to peppers. So you'd have to put, like, tomatoes with it instead. And
he's also allergic to Christmas, too, isn't he, by the sounds of things? Which leads us on nicely. You'll find out on Saturday, listener, between 4 and 5, how to do pineapple and pork on skewers, all right, properly, the proper way, because Chef Beth will talk you through it. I've already said this morning that my wife told me that her best friend, she went round to have her hair done yesterday, and she's got her Christmas decorations up already because they love Christmas, and I thought that they would be the only people on the Isle of Wight, but we know different. They're not. So go on, do you want to just talk us through?
So my mum was going through the house, like, tidy up a bit, because my stepdad's paintings, like, there's new ones coming in, there's old ones going out, going to storage, so we can actually have the space to move around. And my mum was cleaning out, so she was getting all the storage ready, she was getting ready for Christmas. So because my mum forgets and I forget and my parents forget, so she likes to be organised. I'm not organised. My mum's always organised. So she likes to get things done, plan ahead, because normally when it's Christmas, you can't get into the shops at Christmas because everyone's buying presents, buying this, buying that. So you have to get in early. So mum's been getting things early, ready for Christmas. So I've already got my, Christmas tree up. And we're already sorting things out ready for Christmas. So this weekend we're gonna get everything Christmassy, and I'm really excited because Christmas is so it's really festive, and I it's my favorite. And seeing as how it's my mum's birthday on the 12th of December, I've already got her some presents, so I'm really excited to wrap them up and give them to her on her birthday, because I think it's really special.
So you haven't got your decorations up yet?
Not I've got fully. My Christmas tree up in my bedroom, and I've got baubles on it.
Right.
So
but
we'll
the
be
the decorations are going up this weekend?
Getting ready, yeah.
This weekend, decorations will be going up?
Yeah.
In November?
Yeah. I know it's ridiculous,
but... Do you do this every year?
We didn't do it last year we did do Christmas last year, but we didn't do it as planned because we had to get everything sorted out. We had to get the Christmas dinner sorted out. We had to get people's presents sorted out, family, friends coming over for dinner. And it was just, there was so much to do, and it was kind of ridiculous. So my mum's plan ahead this time said, right, we're going to get the Christmas things. We're going to tidy up, and we're going to get it all done and sorted. And my mum's...
In November?
In November.
All right, okay. Well, enjoy your
Glad
weekend.
I'm not the only one that's getting Christmas ready in November.
There can't be too many people that are doing it, surely.
Well, some people don't even like Christmas.
Well, like your stepdad?
Yeah.
He don't like Christmas?
No.
Well, see, I don't put the decorations up until at least about a week before Christmas. And I've got to be honest with you, because my son has a birthday on the 29th of December, the decorations are always down by then. They're always down by the 29th. And I'm guessing, because I thought they were only supposed to go up for about 12 days.
Well, people have different ideas. Some people put them up longer, some people take them down. It's their idea whether they want to leave them up or take them down. But Some people like to plan ahead and some people just completely forget and realise it's Christmas and they rush into the shops and they can barely get into the shops because everyone's buying bits and pieces and like gifts for people. So it's quite funny.
It is.
You can't even get into Newport when it's Christmas because everyone's buying gifts and...
You're stressing me out now. This is what we've got to look forward to.
It is Christmas.
Stop. We've got to go shopping now before the shops fill up and run out.
They do.
Fill up with people and run out of stuff. I mean, it's just, come on, what are we still talking for? Let's play a song. We're going shopping. Okay. Thank you. Good luck. And report back in a couple of weeks' time and see how your decorations look. Hope it goes well. I can't believe you're doing it in November. That's just
incredible.
I have
to help my mum clean the house out, so it's not going to be fun.
Okay. Sorry.